Dvar Halach and Chavis Halvavis Sunday night or Le Dalid Kislev. Okay, we're going to put some Nois and Tam on hold again for another. Hopefully it won't become Nois and Tam Lefagam in 24 hours. Mazel Tov to Loring. Mazel Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is faced with a choice of Asher Yotzar or Bracha Achrona, you know, he ate something and then he has to go out and then he... So Asher Yotzar comes before the Bracha Achrona because of Tadr Shelo Tadr, Tadr Kodem. Okay, that's the halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Kiveger there wonders if it's true about benching. Since benching is the oraisa, so maybe that has a quality to come first and have a din kadima over asher yotzar, because of the fact that it's the oraisa, he's mufalpel in it. It's totally maybe in tadir umakudash, which is first, and he lives tzorech iyun, not the tzorech iyun of a question, but the tzorech iyun of tzorech iyun. So he's not sure. On a personal note. Many times a bracha achrona and drinking, and you drink throughout the day, let's say for a few hours, it's a very complicated inyan. How long, is there a time limit where you would have to make a new bracha? I'm assuming there's no specific hesach hadas, but do you lose the bracha achrona if you get thirsty again? So I'm not going into that now. It happens to be a complicated inyan, a person that sort of drinks throughout, let's say, his work day or his learning seder, he drinks throughout. But the one point I'll make is that sometimes when, this is a personal note, sometimes when I feel I'm approaching the point where I'm thirsty again, you know, and so I'll make the bracha achrona before the asher yotzar, because I'm afraid I'll lose the bracha achrona. And I want to do that as quickly as possible before I get thirsty again, and then you'll lose the bracha achrona b'pashtus. So, you'll say, what's the big deal? How long does asher yotzar take? Okay, that's a good question. Lately, I'm saying asher yotzar from a text. Well, I heard a good story today. So, because lately, we've been makabel to say asher yotzar always from a text. So, I was talking to my older sister today, the one whose husband passed away recently. She told me this very nice story, a very cute story. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a great story. So she said she started saying Alam Michi always from a text, because her husband, her late husband, my brother-in-law, always was very, very makbid to say Alam Michi from a text. So she started saying, being makbid now, also to say it from a text. And she heard this great story, and she told it over to me. It's like a very great story. That this guy was having trouble with Parnosa, and it wasn't going. So everybody says it's a segula to bench from a text. So he says he did it for many months. I don't know if it's a true story. Okay, a year. He did it for a year. Okay, it didn't work. So he goes to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, it didn't work. So the guy says, you namish never missed? She says, well, okay, let's see. Once I was on a plane, and there was nobody around, and I benched by heart. So the guy said, you know benching by heart? She says, yeah, I know benching by heart. She says, so you should have written it down, and then read it from the text. Great story. Okay. Okay. Chavis HaLovus. Ustani Shar Cheshbin HaNefesh. We're skipping over. There's an addendum to the story that she actually did that once. She was stuck in a place without a sitter or anything, without a michya, and she knew the story, and she wrote it out, and then she said it from the text. She's actually carried out this story. Okay, I'm skipping over Shar HaTeshuva. We'll come back to it in El Blineda. I'm skipping over it, and we're going to Shar HaShemini and Chavis Halvavos, the Shar HaYichud, and then the Shar HaBechina, and then there's Shar Avodas Elokim, and then the Shar HaBitachon, and then the Shar Yichud HaMaiseh, and then the Shar HaKniyah, and we're skipping over Shar HaTeshuva, and we're going into the eighth shahr, which is Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh, and the Chagalovus seems to, his interpretation, his usage of the word Cheshbon HaNefesh is introspection. It's not so much Cheshbon HaNefesh of thinking of what your actions were of that day, and, you know, sitting down, we use it more in that sense. I make a Cheshbon HaNefesh of what did I do that day and how did I spend my time and etc. But it's more of a general being introspective, thinking about things. It's the same idea of making a Cheshbon HaNefesh of what you're doing with your life, but he has specific things a person should think about. And the Rabbi Gamliel Zatzal actually says that it's more from the lashon of lachshov than cheshbon, like mathematics, like an accountant. But it really boils down, because if you think about your actions that day, you're also being introspective. So I'm not sure how much of a difference there is, but it's not the specific cheshbonos of what did I do, but more of a general overall world. Like, what are my goals in life? Am I careful about Avos Hashem? It's like more of a general introspection. And as he goes on through the shahr, he very famously gives 30 cheshbonos to make. And he says there's much, much more, but he gives, he calls it an example of 30 cheshbonos. It's in Perek Gimel. But now we'll just start the shahr. Omar HaMechaber. And he says, "When they shekadam ma'amarenu begidrei hatshuva utznoeha, I just talked about tshuva. V'ayah cheshbon ma'nefesh echad mitznoeha. Actually, he never said that in the whole shahr of tshuva. He doesn't say that cheshbon ha'nefesh is one of its conditions. But again, it means introspection. So obviously, you're going to have to be introspective. Okay? Where isi lismoch la. So again, in the building, right, the ground floor, Shahr HaYichud, and build up. And he always gives a reason in each shahr why it follows the shahr preceding it. Ra'isi lismoch lo beyer in yoni ha'cheshbon im ha'nefesh. Ba'avur ma'sheyesh bo min yoni ha'horolo. It wakes you up, it makes you think, it inspires you. L'ma'sheyesh bo takonosu b'shle olam. And you think of what you should be doing in this world also and in the next world. And it's a takona, it's a tikkun. It helps you set your path straight. It helps you, it keeps you honest. If you don't think, then you're going to be dragged down. This is what he's going to say in the first parak, which we're not going to get to today. That the worst thing in the Chayim HaLovus is, well, I don't know the worst, but a very bad thing in the Chayim HaLovus' world is to not think. To not think about yourself, to not think about Hashem, to not think if you really believe in Hashem. Not thinking is the worst thing. Then you just go wherever your emotions lead you, where your tithes lead you, where your thoughts lead you. Maybe the thoughts are incorrect. But that's what we'll be learning about in the beginning of Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh. Before he gets to what you should think about, suggestions, he talks about the importance of thinking. But that's going to come in the first parak. This is still in the Hakdama, where he says, I'm going to talk about this because it's a very important thing for Takanosa Bishnei Olamim. V'roi lonu levoi medvar ha'cheshbon ha'manefesh shisha inyanim. And six things, and that's why there will be six prokim in Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh. And he does this in almost every shahr. He says the things he's going to talk about, and then lo and behold, each thing has a perek devoted to it. So here there are six things we're going to talk about, and those are the six prokim of Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh. Harishon Maha Cheshbon HaNefesh, what in the world does it mean? He always defines his terms in the first parak of Ashar. He gives a definition of what he's talking about. Vasheni im cheshbon kol b'nei adam shove im lo. If it would change by each person a different types of cheshbonos, or it's the same. Vashlishi al kamaponim ye cheshbon adam im nafsho. What should you be thinking about? And that's where he lists the 30 things. Loravi matoelos ha cheshbon hazeh. He specifies the specific toalios which come out of it, of having this cheshbon. V'chamishim ha'odom chayav v'chashav im nafshav tomid im lo. Do you ever get a break? Get off of good behavior? Maybe you can get a week's vacation or something like that. V'hashishi b'meshachayav odom lismolch l'cheshbonum anamaisim. What should you do after the cheshbon ha'nefesh? Cheshbon ha'nefesh is only thinking. Then you have to act upon your thinking. So exactly how should you follow up the thinking with action?